Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Episode 180.
Booyah. Do you want to set up the tune, brother?
I want to set up episode 180. The max possible score with three darts requires precision and skill. And commitment, baby, commitment!
180. I should
Me
have
and Amber are bringing you commitment for over three and a half years.
Bruv, every week.
And Wednesday, every week.
8 p.m.
We've got some bangers coming out this week. We hope, bruv. This tune is called Body Them. Well, it might be called something else because there's Batter Them as well, isn't there?
It's by yours truly. Yeah.
And it's from my EP coming out, which is coming out soon. I'm going to send it to Kurt Cataract this week for mastering, mixing.
Sick.
And all the features are done. And it's all produced by Ray Vendetta.
Salute Ray Vendetta. I think he was one of our first ever guests, episode 11 or something. Like, it's way back. I'll put the link below. Go check that. He's
back
such
in
cool
them low movie. View days.
You know what I mean?
All
right. So, working title, Body Dem, from the new theme music, people. New theme music? New music.
New
from
music.
Theme. Let's go.
New theme music, bruv.
Yes.
I beat the body them, never seen again.
Avoid bobbies them.
Never heard the body them. Never seen again. Avoid bobbies them. You're the get bodied then. Caught by the feds. Start talking where I'm storing the bodies them. Please don't pet man for wally them. Yeah, I'm only here to let these MCs know that none of you flow like we. I sit on thrones. You bring me grapes on plates. Your mother she blows my feet. Rappers have to hold my tea. If it gets cold, I show my teeth. Make them go make a brand new tea like oi.
Make me a brand new cover.
Your whole style stinking and butter. Nighttime dweller, ride my better. Screaming at MCs, you man.
Hold on, is there a more British lyric than that? Like cups of tea, like hold my tea if it gets cold.
Yeah, maybe.
Sent back
maybe
round.
There is old Roots Maneuver. I slap the bacon out your mouth and
yes.
Dance upon your sarnie.
There we go, inspiration. Mm. Sorry, I gotta take that bit back a little bit.
If it gets cold, I show my teeth. Make them go, make you bring me grapes on plates. Your mother, she blows my feet. Rappers have to hold my teeth. If it gets cold, I show my teeth. Make them go, make a brand new tea like oi. Make me a brand new cuppa. Your whole style stinking and butters. Nighttime dweller, ride my better. Screaming at MCs, you man, make me better. I planned this, it's not randomly thought. I am this, I didn't scam or import. It's naturally born, the shy rhyme penner. My style never shine on MIC, real life, why Stella. I brung scripts you couldn't fathom at all. Dispatch forwards, all callers, moving
rapping,
back to
man.
The wall.
It just takes me so
I'll
long.
I'll be the body them, never seen again. Avoid bobbies them, you're the get bodied then. Caught by the feds, start talking when I'm storing all the bodies them. Please, don't tech man for wally them, I'll be the body them, never seen again. Avoid bobbies them, you're the get bodied then. Caught by the feds, start talking when I'm storing all the bodies them. Please, don't tech man for wally them. Yo, it's that old school plastic cold teeth. Writers these days can't touch a man's reach.
I think we should save verse 2 for people. When the project comes out, you can check verse 2, yeah? Well, unless I can play it if you want.
Boy.
But we should leave people tantalizing a bit, you know what I mean?
Well, there's 5 other tracks.
Oh, shit. Okay. Sick.
So Body Them. Body Them's going to be like the single. It's going to have like a video and shit like that. I don't know what to do.
Sick.
Yeah. I don't know where to go. I know.
Just go to Trellix, stand in front of some graph and just be like mean mugging the camera. You know what I mean? I'm kidding. I'm just saying that's what everyone fucking does.
Talking about Zoot, spill a fat Zoot and bash you around your face with it in front of the graph, yeah?
Yeah.
Go like this. Yeah. That's exactly what Leave It Alone video was.
I know. But it was an acting, wasn't it? Yeah.
I want to shout out LDN, London Era, because there's like a new linkage between LDN and Almshouse, and you can get an Almshouse discount code. Let me just sort myself out and I'll get it out of my phone.
Oh, sick.
And I'm going to try and give one to guests and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because I love this guy, man. I don't even know him. I've never even met him. I don't know what his name is.
Yeah.
But he posts on Instagram... mad year, got made redundant, rare. And he's now going to fully put, well, it strikes me, like he's going to fully put his time into LDN.
Okay.
And he's done nothing. Like, he's done nothing. And it's been, like, in shops and all of that kind of shit. Mm. It's quite a recognisable, decent brand he's making. And he's done nothing. And it's been bubbling along just nice.
Yeah.
And now he's lost his job and rare, rare, rare. You know what I mean? He can put... It just reminded me of me.
Yeah.
Of Arms House.
You related, yeah?
Yeah,
no, I mean,
I like it. I really, really like the LDN.
Yeah, it's a classic. It's a classic, like, you know, spin from the NYC, you know what I'm saying? Like a little, like, play on that. And I remember when I was doing the warehouse parties and we had Rodney P and Skits play, and he had that hat on and he was really pushing that hat. So yeah. I'm sure he knows them a lot and all that stuff. And that was fucking, like, over 10 years ago, yeah, like you said.
Do you want to know what the code is for the 20% off?
Ooh, 20%.
Anyone coming from Arms House to your mum's house straight to check out is London, LDN, Arms to Mums.
Okay.
That's LDN, ARMS, the number two,
yeah.
Mums. I'll post it on the stories right now.
And we'll put it on the screen here as well, and it'll be in the link below. Go follow them on Instagram and go support and buy a hat. And yeah, good stuff, man.
We've got Pierre hats as well. Pierre hats to give away.
Pierre hats.
Manny hasn't got one hat yet, but and my missus has taken one hat as well.
I need one. Yeah. I need one, man. Yeah,
you can take a few, bro.
All right, cool. For sure. Big up, man. Yo, we got Graph Critique as usual. We got the Graph Letter game. I'm bringing it back. Letter D. I think the last time, because we went full cycle, went back to A, and then we stopped doing it for a while. I think we got to C, so now we're on D. I threw a few tricky ones in there for you, theme. A quick one as well, just to get out of the way. The skateboard competition is now over. Okay. And me and Theme were going to deliberate and pick a winner. Like we said, we were going to pick a winner, but we just cannot decide. Okay. So we're going to leave it up to you guys to decide. Right now, it's Wednesday, 8 p.m. That's when this episode airs on the YouTube. And I'm going to be timing it and posting it right now on the Instagram. I'm going to show you the three runners, out of all the entries, I've picked three of the best ones, the top three. And it's up to you guys to decide on a vote on the Instagram stories who's going to be the winner of the skateboard comp. And then their artwork will be pressed up on a skateboard and sent to them. So, yeah, good luck to everyone who sent something in. Much love. Thank you, man. And good luck to you. And, yeah, so go to the Instagram now, Arms House to You, Arms House Pod, and, you know, choose the winner, man. Okay.
Choose the goddamn winner.
We had some really cool entries, actually. And I think there's one I think it's going to win. But I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think I know which one you mean.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool, man. I've had a bit of an eventful week this week, man, since we saw Tizer last week. Great feedback from the Tizer episode. He's a G. His show is still going at Circle. I think it's called Circle Tattoos down in Soho. The link again here is on the screen. Go check it out. He's going to be there for a month.
Imshi.
Go support Tizer, man. He's a legend, man. Dapper. But yeah, I had about a week ago, I got hit up by the UK Frontline peoples, and they do a thing called UK Frontline Events. Which is quite a new thing for them, man. I know he's been doing it a while, like back in the day, but now he's back on it, promoting events, UK Frontline Events. Again, the Instagram is here. And they did a show with Lloyd Banks from G-Unit just on Friday, just gone, down in central London, a venue called 229. I'd never been there. It's like in the
basically,
bottom.
Listeners, Maddie might be about to tell us he's in G-Unit.
Yo, we're MOP, G-Unit, we're TMT, we're TDS crew, we're
That's
fucking...
it!
Arms House, well, you can't get much better than that, son. and DITC as well, we're in DITC.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. And we're in Task Force.
Yeah, we're in Task Force.
All right, so G-Unit, Lloyd Banks was there. Actually, because I'm not a massive Lloyd Banks fan, yeah? But anyway... UK Frontline hit me up, said, look, we're doing this event. It's on Friday. I know you used to host parties back in the day. Would you be up for hosting the event? Like introducing the artists and stuff like that and the DJs playing and all that. And I was like a bit, you know, anxious at first because it's been a while since I've hosted.
I'm a bit rusty.
And this is like, you know, it's not a small venue. It's like 1,000 people, like between 700 and 1,000 people. You know what I mean? So it's not huge, but it's not small, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's G-Unit, fucking Lloyd Banks. I'm not a particularly up on Lloyd Banks. It's not like I can be like, yeah, big up Lloyd, like and know about his tunes.
We were talking about it and we said, I think there's been one Lloyd Banks tune on, and it wasn't even Lloyd Banks' tune, but there's been one Lloyd Banks verse on Arms House.
It's the episode with Ban. I think it was the last song on the episode. It was with Fredro Starr, Havoc, and Lloyd Banks. Yes, and it was a dope tune as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you know, obviously I know some of the big tunes, you know, from the G-Unit days, but then I didn't know if he'd fallen out with 50 Cent. Should I big up G-Unit? Should I not? You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? Yeah. but he's obviously going to perform those songs. I mean, they're his biggest hits when he was, you know, back then. Anyway. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, should I do it? Should I not? And I was like, you know what? I got to fuck it. Let's just do it, man. You know what I mean? Like, you know, at least I'll have a story to tell, you know what I'm saying, after it. And obviously, Jazz Kahina was warming up as well. She was the warm-up act, and this guy. So anyway, I turn up, boom, they're doing sound check and all that stuff. We're hanging out. The room starts filling up. You know what I mean? There's a guy they had, DJ called DJ Sin. Yeah, really cool geezer, really nice guy. Yeah, playing hip hop tunes, but he. Again, I have no idea who any of these people are. First time I'm meeting them. The only person in the building I really know is Jazz Kahina. Yeah. And then a few other heads turned up.
Big
up,
DJ Twisted. Jin?
No, Sin. S-I-N. Big up Jazz Kahina. Doubter ended up turning up. And fuck, I'm going to forget a couple people. Sorry. But yeah, there was a few heads in there. And then there was some other warm-up acts I'd never heard of. You know what I'm saying? And anyway, the nice beginning, I'm like, yeah, easy people, yeah, make your way to the front. You know, when it's a bit sparse at the beginning, I'm like, you know, creating a vibe, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Slowly, slowly. But this DJ Sin guy, he's one of them DJs, you know, from the old school hip hop, like the dope era where he's DJing, but he's also a mic controller as well. Yeah, I had no idea. Obviously, he's no like, one.
Yo, party people.
Before I continue the story, by the way, the night went really well. It was very successful night, full venue. Everyone had an amazing time. It was great. Okay, so nothing I'm going to say now is like detrimental to the promoters or to anything like that. Yeah, this is just from my experience of the thing. Yeah. So yeah, this DJ Sin. So he's like going, "Yo, party people, yeah, like that next tune," and like he knows what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm standing there now, going, feeling a bit useless. I'm like, you know, all right, he's got it under control. Fine. You know, I'm not complaining. I'm like, cool, let him do his thing.
Mm.
And I'm just like butting in every now and again, go, yeah, go on, Sin, take that one back. You know what I mean? He's like, yeah, yeah, boy. He was a really cool dude, yeah. But he was doing his thing. You know what I mean? I didn't want to step on his toes. Like, you know, he was doing his thing.
He was so that was cool. The party.
And obviously with these types of nights, especially big ones like this, and you're dealing with artists from America and from here and like these warm-up artists and everyone's late and some people arrived early, some people arrived late. And like, you know, it's a little bit like you kind of have to do that as a promoter. Like anything can happen during the night, but the show must go on at the end of the day. You know what I mean? And we're there hosting, like, you know, I need to know where the artist is, when I'm introducing him, how long we got. You know, DJ Sin is like, I need to piss really badly. Like, he's like whispering to me. And I'm like, well, what do you want me to do? I can't fucking tell now when. Like, you know, the next warm up, there was a guy called Remy Nissin who came on first, I think. No. It was Jazz Kahina came on first. She killed it, did her thing. Almost Human, her album. Go cop it, people. Go stream it. Go check it out. Go support. Jazz Kahina. Consumer killed professional it. Smashed it, yeah. And I was there going,
professional woman.
I was there going, Jazz Kahina, like that, yeah. Like biting the G unit stuff. Anyway, she killed it. And then we're warming up, and then the next act comes on, reminiscing. They do their thing, they're cool as well. Pretty
English.
Cool stuff. English dudes. A villain. Remember that rapper? He was like an albino dude. He was like his like hype man or whatever. And he also rapped with him and shit like that. Because he wasn't listed in the thing, but I saw him on stage and I recognized him from the, you know, the Don't Flop stuff. He's got blonde dreads as well, but he gets away with it. It's all good. He's albino. It's all right. And then there was another warm-up.
Oh, he's mixed race as well. He's allowed to have dreads.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And next act was this guy called Pat. That's all it said on the flyer. P-A-T. Pat. Yeah, and I'm like, what is this, Irish folk dude or something? Like, who's coming? Pat.
Oh, next we've got Pat.
I'm like, who's Pat? You know what I mean? And I don't even know what he, I don't even know what he looks like. So you know how like the next artist, when they're waiting to come on,
who's Pat? Yeah.
They stand by the stage and I can recognize him and go, oh, okay, you the
yeah,
next
like
artist,
in sweet. Bristol when we went to, with the boys.
Yeah, yeah. And so I don't even know what this guy fucking looks like. So I'm chatting to the UK Frontline lot and the other promoters because it was Beatdown as well and A23. There was like three different promoters running this night. You know, they'd all joined forces, which happens, you know what I mean? So I'm like, where's this Pat? And they're like, oh, no, he's not here. And DJ
where's
Satan,
this Pat?
Yeah, I'm like, who is he? And now
I can just imagine you going up to random strangers going, yo, yeah. Where's Pat?
Yeah, where's Pat?
Where's this guy fucking Pat?
And they're like, he's
Pat?
Not here yet. He's not here. I'm like, okay, so fob him off then.
Fuck
you know what
Pat?
I mean? Like,
yeah.
Sin has got it under control. Sin's just having a ball. Like, you know, he loves playing tunes. And you know how crowds are. We've been to plenty gigs. You know, the warm-up act, people aren't there to see warm-up acts. They're there to see Lloyd Banks. You know what I'm saying? And our job is just to keep people on tenterhooks, keep them waiting, keep them vibing until the main act comes so everyone can get their money's worth. You know what I mean? And how many times have you been to one where the main act is late? Yeah? And now the host is like sweating after a while, yeah? Because he was late. Lloyd Banks was like 50 minutes late. Yeah.
5-0.
Yeah. But when Lloyd Banks was supposed to come on, this Pat guy turns up out of fucking nowhere. So we're like already going, yeah, Lloyd Banks is in the building. He's cool. He's here. He's coming. Just chill. We're going to play a couple more tunes. You know what I mean? Keep you vibing. We're just trying to keep the crowd going. Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, fucking hell. Pat is here. Thank God. Yeah. And then Pat comes on and he's some Polish dude, starts doing like garage music and shit. Yeah.
Really?
Completely throws the vibe up. Like, we're playing Wu-Tang, DMX, Mobb Deep, you know what I mean? Me and Sin getting the crowd, like, getting them ready for Lloyd Banks, you know what I mean?
And he's playing garage.
He plays some mad garage stuff and, like, some weird shit. I was just like, look, I'm glad to have a little break, you know what I mean, while this guy's on there. So I'm, like, bopping out for a ciggy and all that stuff. And then I come back in and he's like, throwing the vibe off. Yeah. You know, everyone's like...
It's like an electro vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, then he comes off and I'm like, all right, big up. Actually, there was another funny thing. Just before he came on, I was like, oh, you Pat. And he's like, yeah, that's me. And I'm like, okay, where are you representing? You know what I mean? Like, I was going to go, oh, you're shout out from representing East London. It's my man Pat or whatever. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, I'm Polish. I'm from Poland. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I go, yo, straight out of Poland, pick up my man Pat. And I give him the mic and he's like, nah, I'm not from Poland. I'm from East London. And I was like, well, you just told me you're from Poland. You can't. I was like, well, why did he tell me that? Making me look like a dickhead.
But yeah. Why did he do that? I'm straight out of Poland.
Fuck knows. Maybe he didn't realise when I was asking him that I was going to... Like, I don't know the fucking guy. I'm literally got the mic. I'm about to announce him and I'm asking him, where are you from? What are you representing?
Where are you from?
Exactly. Because I don't know him from Adam. Yeah. Anyway, so he does that and I'm like, okay, cool, whatever.
He did it as a deliberate trick. To make
Fuck knows. Like... And I don't really care, to be honest. It's all right. Anyway, so
he's on his feet though.
So he's done now, thrown the vibe a little bit off. I know Lloyd Banks is there, he's coming, but he's mad late, you know. And now I'm like going, yo, we're gonna play a couple more tunes with Sin, like that, yeah, people, Lloyd Banks, and everyone's just like, boo! Sorry, I just peeked. Everyone just starts going, boo! Like that, yeah. It starts off just a couple people, and then the whole room is just looking at me going, boo!
Can you imagine if I was there? I would have been going, come on, Timo, boo!
Well, no, that's why I ended up doing. You have to lean into it, you know, because I know they're not technically mad at me. They're mad at fucking, you know, they've been waiting
the
around for Lloyd, and Lloyd's like, you know, it's not like I can go back and manhandle Lloyd Banks and drag him onto the stage and go, get out there, you can't. I don't have that power.
They've been standing up, fucking looking at the stage ages.
So I felt for the crowd, you know what I mean, at the end of the day. And I was like, oh, man, I was like, as if I can go grab him, you know what I mean? Just chill. He will be here. Just relax, you know what I mean? Everyone died down. We played some DMX and stuff. Everyone's singing along. It's all good. I didn't take it personally, you know what I mean? But that would throw some people off, like a whole crowd of people just going, boo! It was hilarious.
Yeah.
And
did
then
you stay for Lloyd Banks?
Yeah. I stayed for the whole thing pretty much. It was good, man. Lloyd is, doing his thing, man. And he's doing this mad tour. Like
people
he's
consider him the best rapper out of G-Unit.
I've heard that. He's, you know, he's like independent now, you know what I mean? And like, he didn't have hype man. He just had a DJ and him, and he was doing his thing. Yeah, this is what I heard. I mean, I didn't have a mad conversation with Lloyd Banks or anything, and there was too many people wanting to meet him. I didn't want to be one of them dudes going, oh, can I get a picture? Can I? I was just like, leave him to it. You know what I mean? Yeah. I was going to try and get a drop from him for the Arms House, but yeah, I just, it was just way too many people wanting to chat to him. And so I was just like, allow it. And then, yeah, then bopped home. All good, man. But yeah, it was a funny night, man.
Yeah, it sounds like fucking brilliant. So basically, you're in G-Unit or you're not?
No, I'm not.
You're not in G-Unit?
Nah, not G-Unit.
And what tracks did he do? Did he do his G-Unit tracks?
Ralph, I don't know. Yeah, he did. At the end, he did a couple that I recognized. I couldn't tell you the names of them. Like, He's on Fire. You know that one?
Yeah.
You must recognize
He's
it.
He's on Fire.
Yeah, that's it. And a couple other ones that I recognized, but I couldn't tell you the names of them.
Well, good on him.
Were you into all that G-Unit stuff when it came out? Were you down with the hype?
I wasn't down with Lloyd Banks and the other one. The fat one is on all the podcasts now.
Tony Yayo.
He went to jail for a long time, I think.
I know. Kept it real. He's got mad stories. His podcast is quite funny, though. I've seen clips. I've not seen a whole episode, but I've seen clips. He's like, that must have been such a crazy era to be part of. You know what I mean? That 50 Cent rise with Eminem and Dr. Dre, they were at the top of their game. And then to come up under them to completely steal the whole fucking industry, you know? Yeah. And he came out as well swinging. 50 Cent was on a beef tip from the get-go, you know?
He was on a beef tip with his mixtapes before his album dropped.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so he was coming into the game like already hot, you know? And
Outta Robin Industry Ninja was on his mixtape, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Loads. His mixtape game, that was a whole movement in itself. Have you seen that documentary? It's called Mixtape. It was done by Tony Touch. It's a really good documentary, actually. I'm not sure where you can find it.
Tony Touch, we met him.
Yeah, we did meet him down in Leverett Grove.
He's had some bad news, isn't he?
Is there?
Yeah, his stepdaughter's died.
Oh, fuck.
Condolences
no, I missed
that. To Tony Touch, man.
Yo, condolences, man. Tony Toka. But yeah, he did a great documentary. They were actually screening that documentary at that thing that we were at, but we just never watched it. We went off. I ended up watching it a bit later on. But yeah, were you down? Thing,
what was that?
It's called Mixtapes. Is the name?
Where were
the
they showing it?
In the screening down in that building that we were in, that whatever it was called, I can't remember now. All right, what have you been up to, brother?
Bruv, I've spent millions on line bikes.
Okay.
I cycled to. But man's got cancer in that. And yeah. I went to the gym 3 times this week.
Mm.
And cycled a lot, cycled everywhere. And then I got on a line bike and I said, let's go to the... I got an email from Nike. You've got 40% off if you go to a factory outlet. And I'm like, factory outlet? There's one in Wembley.
Oh, sick.
I can
okay.
see the Wembley Arch from my flat.
Yeah, the Wembley
Stadium.
I'm
like, do you know what? I'm just going to cycle there, bruv, because it's about 55 minutes on the tune. You got on the Bakerloo.
It's an awkward one to get to. Yeah. Like we said.
You got into here and then Oxford Circus and then Bakerloo Bach.
Yeah.
You're like, exactly. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, it's nuts. Yeah. That's why the buses usually going to that part of West London,
anyway,
buses are best, or line bike.
Fucking hell, bruv, yeah.
Yeah.
8 kilometres there, 10 kilometres back. I don't know why it was so fucking different. And can you imagine how heavy a line bike is when the little red turtle comes on, yeah?
Oh,
and
mate,
you've got
yeah.
fucking to go over like the A40 and the Westway and under these canals and it locks up. You're like, what the fuck is this? Oh, pedaling, because it's going up here. And then I'm just, oh, my God! And I've got cramp on my legs.
Oh, fuck.
When we were the day before. So I'm thinking, fuck me, bruv. This is ridiculous, yeah? Get to the Nike store. Fucking dog shit.
Absolutely. Nothing.
Fucking
it was like
dog
it's like
shit.
A big Sports Direct, basically.
Tiny Sports Direct.
Oh, right, tiny.
And the men's is upstairs, and every shoe is like size 16.
For fuck's sakes.
And Boog. Like, completely Boog.
So they had nothing, no exclusives in there, no, like, rare things in there. You'd think you'd get one or two bits.
Right, and they call it the designer air, like, Wembley designer, like, what was it called? Designer outlet.
Yeah.
And a designer, like Nike. Did you know what I mean? What is that?
Yeah, fuck
and,
Nike.
And, oh, bruv. Sometimes in the park, yeah? Because it's taking you, when you press cycle, it takes you through bare different parks and all of that. It took us down fucking North Acton fucking alleyway and got to Dazza's house with the stairs on it.
Oh.
You know the alleyway there with the, and I'm like, yeah, we can go down here.
And you got the stairs at the end.
Bare people in the way, sorry, bing, bing, bing. And they get there and there's fucking stairs. You're like, what? Shit. Go back through the graveyard and that.
Yeah.
Get there and it's fucking, everything's 30% off.
Mm.
So I'm like, cool, we can get 70% off because it says still eligible if with in conjunction with other offers in store.
Yeah, but where did you get this offer from, by the way? Sorry,
from Nike email from just a random of Nike.
Okay. I thought it was because something to do with your Freedom Pass. Maybe that gave you 30%. Nah, okay.
So we're working it all out. Like, just get these t-shirts, and she got some shoes and shit like that. The girls' thing is a lot better.
Uh huh.
And
I'm sure it's good. Like, if you just need stuff for the gym. Or stuff to chill at home. You know what I mean? That's that type of generic. I'm picturing the generic Nike.
Yeah, and then like a random Brazilian away football shirt from like three seasons ago.
Okay.
In like XL. And basically like some jogging trousers, a couple of t-shirts. And then these sort of back to normal expensive Jordan shit. Like, they don't drop that.
Okay.
Fucking cunts.
Yeah.
And so we're working it all out. Blah, 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 blah. This is like £120 for all of these items. And we get to the till, and the fucking bird can't even fucking do it. And I asked I asked someone who wasn't on their first day, genuinely, is this your first day? Because she was so dog shit. And she was openly admitting that I don't know how to do it. Ashley, big Ash has to come over three times.
Oh my God.
And he's like, nah, you've got 10% discount. The difference between 30 and 40, and I'm like, whoa, bruv, I just queued up. I just cycled 8 miles here.
Oh, my God.
8 kilometers here for you to tell me that.
What, it's in the small print or something?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, so actually.
Yeah, it can be used in conjunction. Because I'm like, nah, clever dick. Like, nah. It says it can be you. And he, like, takes the phone, to be fair to him. He reads it. He's like the manager. He's blatantly done this a million times.
Yeah.
Just reads it to, like, please me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it just goes down like this, goes down and it goes, yeah, the difference between the two. And I'm like, oh, for fuck sake. So I've queued up for her shoes and like a couple of t-shirts I don't even fucking want. Just grabbing them because I've got there. And I fucking cycled back and I went through this park in exactly the way we came. It should be quicker. And it was 2 kilometers more. So when we get back to the house,
yeah,
we're looking at the lime, and it's over 11 miles, bruv.
Jesus.
Cycled.
So it took you like some mad zigzaggy, and along the canal as well. It's quite weird. And
and just around where I saw that Dyer and Ray and me.
Oh, yeah.
You saw that
old school thing, yeah.
From like the early 90s, and it's still there.
Faded as fuck. Mossy. But I love that shit.
I love that shit. That kind of, what was in that kind of paint? Like lead. Yeah. People say lead was in that paint, and that's why it stays.
So you saw it in the flesh?
Oh, yeah, on there. And then, you know, when them paths like go like that?
Hmm.
And it's the same, it goes to the same destination, but it just goes round, and there's like a couple of, you go left or you can go right. Every option I took, was like a bang, and then the broken path, like king, and you're on a fucking line bike, bruv.
Yeah,
it is ridiculously shit for suspension. They are utterly fuck. But I was gonna say they're cunts, but they're not. I use them a lot.
I used to use them, but now since they've changed the parking situation, before you could leave them anywhere.
Your house is fucking disgusting. Takes the piss out.
It's proper. Takes the piss. You can't park it anywhere near my yard. So now I've just stopped using him because it's, what the fuck is the point, you know?
Anywhere near. It's like, that's not an exaggeration.
It's nuts. And I get it. I get, like, I saw what it was like, people leaving Lime Bikes strewn in the middle of the street, like Rago in the middle of the pavement, knocked over. You know, I get it was annoying. And people are dickheads leaving bikes, like, in places like that. You know, I get it.
There's a couple of neighborhoods left where you get surprised and you just press, oh, it doesn't say find parking. And right.
Okay, Bosch. Sweet.
Yeah. And right.
Yeah, around here, but I think people mad, people complain.
In Chiswick, you can't even go through.
No, yeah. They blocked it.
They're like, no!
The Chiswick mums, I ain't having none of it, that's for sure. Yeah.
There's a Lime Bike on the pavement! My daddy had to walk around!
Who's king of the Lime Bikes? Because they get tagged quite a lot. Whose tag they have do. You seen a lot in?
I'll tell you who's king of the Lime Bikes. That geezer who sells mushrooms. And he puts his little stickers on every single one. It's like a little, it's like a little science guide. He's like fucked.
I think I have seen that one, yeah.
That's the king of the Lime Bikes.
That's funny, man. Yeah.
But yo, how many, let's have a competition. How many kilometers have you done on Lime Bikes? Just go to the Lime app.
Oh, right, yeah, can I see?
Open it and then press the three lines at the top left.
Considering it's been a long time since I've used one, well, you know, it's been a while.
762 kilometers.
Oh, shit. Okay, I've only done 459.1 kilometers.
Oh, yeah.
That's almost half of what you done. Shit. Okay.
I've started a new competition without telling you.
Okay.
How many likes can you get on a comment? And I've seen, you've beaten me already because I was coming in at 7,000.
Yeah.
And you smacked my ass. And I was thinking, holy fuck, he's smacked my ass.
What do you mean, likes on a comment, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. 7,254.
Which comment was this? On what?
No, that's me. That's me. On a podcast, they're saying, he's the 105-year-old man. He's a 105-year-old man, former pilot in the war, yada, yada. He's like going, what makes you think? Clearly a sense of humour brings him longevity. 7,256 likes, yeah?
Damn.
And then on Maddie, but the cheating thing is, it's on the almshouse.
Yeah, it was the almshouse
it's
comment.
Not your personal thing.
Yeah. It was a pro-Palestine one, yeah? Just about the police and...
I tell you what doesn't exist.
Yeah. Basic human rights.
Basic human rights for Palestinians.
How many likes did I get on that one?
Oh, man, I'm on the almshouse now, but fuck me.
It's not on a... This isn't a competition anyway, man, and I'm sure this is all riveting stuff for the listeners, yeah. How many likes have you gotten? What's the most amount of likes you've
gotten? Yeah, but what? Isn't that weird? Because the likes on a comment.
It's like I've been learning, you know, I keep my eye on what's going on with the algorithms, and it's not only what appears on your page, it's also the top comment will also be part of your personal algorithm. It's either going to be a comment that they know you're going to agree with and press like with, or it's going to be a comment that you're going to be like, nah, fuck you, you're a cunt, like that, and it's going to make you combative and engage with the post.
Instagram, I don't do this kind of shit on the Instagram.
But I'm just saying, this is part of the algorithm now, so be wary. That's why most posts, let's say if it's a anti-Keir Starmer post, the top comment will be like, he's not really that bad, he's all right, you know, just to get everyone going, now fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, you know. Or if it's a, you know, whatever, they'll get the combat. This is all part of getting people engaged, because now engagement is way more important than pressing the like button on the post. With Instagram now, the engagement is the thing that they that helps boost things anyway, man.
Engage on our fucking posts, mother lovers.
I'm so... Yes.
The backseat painter with Tizer did quite well.
Yeah, killed it, man. Smashed it. Big up OCB. You should do the OCB maybe ad read now, because we, you know, I think this is a good place to do it, and then we can get into a few.
What are we going to get into after the OCB ad read?
Graph letter game.
Named after its origins in La France.
Eh, wait.
The brand was established in 1918, marking over 100 years of expertise and innovation. OCB is the UK's fastest growing paper brand. Absolutely batters everything else, just like almshouse. Uses organic hemp, uses non-bleaching, uses OCB rice, strengthening commercial impact with a refreshed packaging design rolled out across the entire range.
But. We're too gone. Shout out Sublingual as well. Was that the guy who won the OCB?
Yeah, he like, opened it like an unboxing.
Yeah, killed
Sick.
It. Congrats to him, man. But
he's
yo,
a bad man.
If you leave a comment under this episode, you can
get one of those.
Get one of those. We should really pick a comment from last episode theme, man. Fuck. I forgot to look one up. Let me quickly go into the last episode with Tizer and pick a comment of who's going to win this week's OCB t-shirt. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to literally scroll up and down. I'm going to scroll up and down. I'm on my phone scrolling up and down here like this on all the comments on the YouTube. Here we go. And they're loading up. I got that one. Oh, shit. That's a long comment.
It's a fat one.
Liam Clifford, 4912. Liam Clifford, 4912. That's your your YouTube handle. He wrote, like this episode. I enjoy your on the outside episodes the best. I guess
he means, like the 420.
I think he means, oh yeah, that's it. Yeah, I think he means location episodes. The 420 one last week wasn't for me. Tizer, a top gizzer. Geezer, I'm assuming. Love and encouragement and tips for the peeps starting out. Good to hear how he started out. Good to see Theme getting some sun to those legs. All right, big up. Liam Clifford. I replied to him and I said, yeah, the 420 episode wasn't for us either. You know, we're not into that shit. But I think it was worth it just for the... For the dub plate session. All right, Liam Clifford, please hit us up. Let us know where to send you.
Getting his name wrong already.
Liam Clifford. Sorry, I keep thinking it's an I at the beginning. No, Liam Clifford. Hit us up on the DMs or on the email. All the links are in the description of this episode, man.
Mate,
and every
see
episode.
See that t-shirt you're wearing? We haven't even had Parky on.
Mate, we keep telling him, but he wants to do it in person. That's what's making it, that's what's longing it out. We need to find a spot. When he's ready, we're ready, and we all do
it
together.
Summer.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it, definitely.
Outside spot.
At some point. But yo, let's get into some graph letter game, okay? The letter D. All right, some are easy, some are difficult. Let's go Theme. What do you think of this one? Who did this letter
land?
D? It is land. Well done. All right. This one here, another easy one for you, Themos.
I'm just texting Diet. Done. Oh.
Talk of the devil.
Is it my Uncle D?
Yeah, it is Diet. Big him up. Oh, there's another Diet behind it as well in the cage. There you go. All right. This one's not so easy.
Device.
No. This little emblem here might... look familiar. I don't know. It's a D at the beginning of a word. It's crumbly wall. Do you want to like have another guess?
Dose.
No, it is dosh.
Dosh.
Mm. All right. I think that's quite
SFL,
normal.
No?
Yeah. Isn't that the SFL symbol as well? Isn't it? The like mean face thing? Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Now this one. That cross tag is dope. Sorry?
Devise.
Yeah, it's got the VFL in it. So, you know, maybe.
Yeah, that's Ravensport Park Arches, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
That Cryer Reach is nice, you know.
It is real nice. Cry. All right, okay.
Such a good tag.
What about this one here? We've definitely done this.
We've done this.
On
this
the
was
pod.
Too cold.
Too cold. Too hot to handle. Too cold to hold. Classic district line. Okay, what's this one?
It's on the underground.
Yeah, it's on a train.
Is it someone like someone's not doing their word?
Kind of, yes.
DDS by Tox.
It's not DDS, but it is by Tox. It says Detox from 2003.
Detox.
Yes. All right, let's go. Who's did this funky D here? Do you recognize the wall it's on as well? Like that color brick. I mean, does it ring a bell?
And it's got cheek.
It's got cheek put up. Is that the beginning of a word?
Who is that? That's a nice photo as well, by the way. A nice era.
Yep.
It's in that warehouse, isn't
It's
it?
in Kew. It's in the Grundy. Yes, one of them lot.
No, it's not in Hammersmith. It's in the Grundy.
The
Cool.
Grundy. Yes.
It's one of the BSE lot, isn't it? It's one of the GFS lot.
No, it is Deblo.
Deblo. That is nice, man.
B-L-O. The Asia snake. Remember that famous Asia snake that stayed there for years?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go, Deblo. He had loads of really cool pieces in there.
Cheek. I liked his hand style, man. You see that black reach down the left?
Oh, yeah. There we go. Yeah, let's see some of these tags around. He picked up
Because they
Tab and
were
Dirt and
Tab,
Mesk.
Dirt, Form.
Form. Dirty Rats. DRS. Rain Away Rain. What's this one here? Ratism?
Ratism.
Yeah, I don't
Dirty
know.
Tunnel
Never
Rats.
Stop Rocking. NSR. I don't know. There's another cheek tag on the right. Okay. Big up. Deblo. All right, here's a bit of a weird photo, but it's a lowercase d. And he's bigged up Clue.
Stay.
Three missed. Can't see what that says.
Oh, I know this. Stay Kano life.
Yeah. If I tell you where it is, it could be a clue. It's in Tufnell Park, North London. Who could it be? It's a D in the middle of the word. He's been on the podcast.
Has he?
You're going to kick yourself if you don't get it.
Yeah, give me some time. Make this a really boring
dun,
pod.
Dun,
just like this.
Dun, 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 dun. It's a really funky letter, man, with the mad stars going through
yeah,
it.
It's really recognisable as well. And I just fucking can't.
It's an O before it. And
I've had
an
brain surge. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. There we go.
Done by diet, I think.
Maybe, yeah, he helped him out or something. It's hard to say. But, yeah. Sick. All right. Next
wait,
one.
Wait, 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 wait,
Oh,
wait,
sorry,
wait, wait.
sorry.
Go back to that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's
Go
loads
back
of
to the
tags around.
single.
Oh, just the D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing D's, yeah? Yeah,
Yeah.
I thought we were doing A's, and I was going to say thanks.
We're doing the letter D, motherfucker. Is D here? What is that?
Delta.
No. Picking up Drax and Skip. Keds.
Yeah.
PIC. There's a RH here, maybe from WRH.
Dose.
Doze. Yes, it is. I like this one, man. With the layered kind of effects and the symmetry and shit. Looks cool, man. All
Flat
right.
Green outline.
Yeah. Well, is that a green? Yeah, it's kind of a greeny blue with the pink one time and the green kind of inline as well. Sick. All right. This one here. Ooh, he's bigged up Teach.
June.
June. I love this style as well. For LCS. Love committing sins. White
I'm
trash.
Still crack. Yeah.
SF. 1995, man. This is what, like, obviously DDS went through few different kind of things, you know what I mean? But this with the stars and the highlight on the star and this is just classic.
The bubble
business.
Letters, yeah.
Classic business, man.
Which is more difficult to do and do it well than people think.
Yep.
They think you just like can go round and do it like that. I tell you who does a good 6-6-6 style, Doubter.
Yeah.
Because it's completely opposite from his usual style. And he pulls it off nice.
He's got it locked
Teach
down,
as
man.
well, rate as well, you know what I mean? But
yeah, I think Tizer even mentioned it last episode. Straight letters are easier than bubble letters, but people tend to think it's the other way around, you know, especially toys. They think, oh, I'll just do a round circle and make the lines to make it into a letter. But now that's toy as fuck, man, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so no. Next one. This is another easy one.
Mode.
Yeah, you got the butt cheek coming through there, as you can see. This is one of my favorite Mode 2 pieces.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I was thinking maybe I did this last year when we got
Who
to
scratched
D.
out her culo?
Yeah, I don't know. Just shitty wall, just scratched off. Ill shit. All right, here we go. I think we've only got
DDS,
a couple left.
Mass.
It's not DDS though, but it is by that guy, and it's
Buds.
Buds.
We've had him on the pod.
Yeah, we have.
He all did right. That. I swear to God.
Swear to Allah. I think this is the last one.
And.
Yes, I always like this picture on the he'd done on the outside on the top of a double decker. There must have been like a small bus next to it or something, or a van he climbed up on top of and just
hang about. How are you fucking doing that?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. There was a van parked next to it, or he was in the bus yard and there was a small bus next to a double decker and he just climbed on top. And that's what I'm assuming.
That is proper graph. Like, the way the chrome's like, you know what I mean?
And it's running as well. Look, there's people in there. This is like caught. It's not like they're taking it to get washed, you know? This is running through central London, man. Crazy. So sick. Big up. Bandito. That's it.
2004, man. That is a fucking reach and a half.
That's crazy.
Everyone's talking about lean outs and getting tags.
I was about to say,
he does a fucking dub. Throw up.
Bosh, right in front of it, man. With the dot, with the pound sign for the B. You know, I like it, man. It's slick
I
shit.
I would have been mad at that.
Shout him out every time. Should we get into a little bit of graph critique powered by
OC?
Yeah, two corners. All right, thank you people for sending in your graph for critique. Please keep them coming in, man. You know, you can email them via the email or send them in the DMs of the Instagram. All the links again are there below in the description. Our goal here isn't to deter people or to dishearten people. We're just going to give you our honest opinion on your graffiti, okay? So if you send stuff in, make sure you have thick skin. Theme, the first one for today, it says REAT, R-E-A-T, black outline, green one time. Looks like it's in a legal wall somewhere. Oh, there's a slam tag here. Okay, maybe this is in London. Oh, no, it is. Checks and all them. Like, okay, it's one of them boys. All right, so this is a young lad. He's done like a checkered kind of fill. Not checkered, but like patchwork.
Camouflage-y kind of military.
But not in military colours, though. It's like pink and brown and beige and kind of a blue.
Like Stussy military or something like that.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. There we go. I think of it more as patchwork. But yeah, definitely is like a... What you said? The military kind of, what's it? Camouflage.
Stussy military, yeah.
Camouflage stuff.
Let's talk about this because he's young. What is the shadow? Is it coming, is it drop down?
It's a drop down 3D. It's not even a shadow.
It's a drop 3D. Down 3D.
Yeah, in the same color as the outline, black.
And it's slightly wrong.
Yeah, it's wonky. I wouldn't say wrong. They're all going down, but yeah, it is like it's not neatly done. Like, you know, it's wonky. So yeah, it's off here and there. Like, look at this line of the R here. This shadow should follow that line of the R, you know, but it's just connected in there. Like, that's one big mistake there. Mm. Again, the letters, he's keeping.
You see the shadow on the top, the 3D on the top left. It needs to come down.
Yeah,
a lot more, and then all the other bits of shadow need to go down the same amount.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you could use like something to just.
I use the spray can. The length of the spray can. Sometimes I'll hold that against the wall where it's supposed to start. Then I know where it's supposed to end, and then I just go make a little dot so I know the distance. And you can do that all the way around. Like
there's a fine tip from Uncle Amber.
There you
fine,
go.
Fine tip. There's so if you brought it down on, you see the right-hand side of the far right of the T, brought it down a little bit. And then what goes well with this kind of flex are the little lines. So you can put little lines.
Oh, in the 3D.
Yeah, but just like where the block is. You know what I mean? Does that make any sense? So block it off, basically.
Well, like a line there, like where the T, like a line there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but in this one, because it's such a thick black, like I don't know, and you've got white highlights, I don't really know.
And this dark, dark purple he's used in the fill is almost black, you know? It's like getting lost in the outline, like, you know, here and shit.
That is a thing, isn't it? Where if you go too dark and then you can't, it just gets lost.
You know, that's
and the same, the maybe worse if you go too light.
Yeah.
Potentially, but you could probably wrap a... thick, dark border around that. But I like the way that you've tried with the border because I can see you've tried. You've not cheated. You've not done it like this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they've tried to do it all in one line. This is good practice, and they've not gone too out there with the outline. You know, they've kept it relatively simple, which I like. There's some consistency, like this thin bit here going across there and that bit there. You know what I mean? Like, I get what he's trying to do. It hasn't quite worked. You could even dial it back maybe a little bit more, like this round bit at an R. So when this bit's jutting out here, it's usually good to follow that bit at an R. You know what I mean? And then if you've got the hole in the A here and the hole in the E here, try and match that up with the R as well. So it's all consistent. You know what I mean? Like, this is all good for learning. And then you can break these rules down the line, but you've got to learn them first, you know? But it's a good effort. Highlights all in the relatively in the right place. He's missed one or two out here or there, you know, drippy and stuff. But this is all with practice. You'll get there, Reet. What are we going to give it out of 10, brother? For a piece.
For a piece,
I have to keep
when
it
Dondi's
below.
getting like nines,
I'm going below average. This is how I always do it. Like, I just think, is it really good for a double for a piece, or is it like below average, or is it really shit?
I'm going two.
Two. You know what? I want to encourage this dude to do better, so I'm going to give him a lower score. Well, not lower than you. Yeah, 2.5. I'm going to be a bit nicer than Dean, but yeah, you've got lots of room to grow, brother. So keep at it. Send in something maybe down the line when you've done something you're really happy with. All right.
In
Next.
Newcastle, we say reet or
Yeah,
reet, reet.
he's a reet geezer. All right, what's this one? It
This is a
says
sketch.
it's a sketch. It says rats with a Z at the end. R A.
This
Is it?
basically says
Or is that?
reet.
No. Fat two. What am I talking about? That's a P. That's an H going behind the P there.
There's our friend, Fat Two.
Yeah, he's been on the pod as well. I forgot that said fat two, man. Shit. And there's a T there with the heart arrow and the cross over the top. And then that's the two there. Nice little sketch there.
I was really looking at that saying rate or rats.
Yeah, rate. I thought that might have been an E. With the R, the kick of the R there. But now that's the H going behind it there.
Fat 2 has done really, really well there, man.
It's nice, isn't it?
Except we couldn't read it, and we've done graph for a long
No, we got there in
time.
the end. No, we got there in the end. It's not like we can read it. We just read the
We can
motherfucker.
read
Just we
it,
just have to
but
look at it a little bit harder, which is not a problem. You know what I mean? I
whether
really
he
like it.
I'd
Maybe I would
appreciate it
have.
if he'd rub out his pencil marks.
Yeah, it's a quick sketch. Yeah, you can still see the pencils, but also
That
just
shows no love for the almshouse, you know what I mean?
a nitpicking here. The T is breaking off from the top bit. Obviously, it looks cool and funky, but no other letter does that. It's a bit inconsistent with the rest. Again, this is nitpicking
I don't
people.
think that's the case. I think that's a very, very harsh thing. He can do that if he wants.
Of course, he can do it. I'm just
With
saying, for
one
my
letter, don't you
preference.
think?
Yeah, I'm just saying. I like it a lot. I like the two. It's a nice, makes for a good Z there as well. The way the A's leaning on the H, I like it. For a sketch, I'm
I
going to
like the
give it.
top bit above the T, the little donut.
Oh, the
I
halo
like the arrow
thing.
and the stars and the doodahs and the red bits.
Yeah, it's nicely put together, man. Shout out Fat 2 out in Beirut. I hope everything's cool out there for you. I know he's all right.
Is he in Beirut? Damn.
What does it say there? Urban style. Okay, fat dude.
Urban tale?
I think it says urban style. Oh no, stale. What the fuck does that say?
He's
That
done. He's
definitely
done
says
it.
urban.
Staye.
A-Y-L-E. Yeah, stale. I don't know what the fuck. All right, for a sketch out of 10, I'm gonna give it a. Well, it's not cleanly done, like you said, the pencil line. For a quick sketch, I'm going to give it a 6.5 out
I
of
was
10.
going to give it a 7,
Yeah,
but
seven.
deduct 0.5 for pencil marks
For,
for
yeah,
no
not
respect for
cleanly.
the almshouse. Look at your
0.5.
reach.
Motherfucker.
6.5.
Ah, this was the guy who sent us thing last week with ties. I remember with the wobbly cracks going along the bottom. He had a dub. with the wobbly cracks going along it, yeah? And remember we asked him, maybe send in a piece or something you did. So here it says line, L-I-N-E, black outline, purple one time, red fading up into like a light gray, light blue kind of cloud thing going around it. And then he's mulched the wall gray as well. 2026, highlights on it, shines going around it.
There's something about it because it's not all of that, obviously.
Yeah.
But I kind of like it. It's kind of done well. The purple drips are done well. They're very flat in color.
And yeah,
the blue behind it has been done well. And the border's been done well. And some of the highlights are pretty, there's too many highlights, but they're pretty good. Oh, no, there's the one on the top left is pretty good.
Yeah.
And then the N, the letters, that's the thing. The letters I don't like.
It's better than the dub. I like this more than the dub. Yeah, I think I do. And like you said, I think everything's done well, but I wouldn't say it's done good or great. You know, the letters, yeah, you can read it, you can see it. It's nice. You've done cutbacks on it. It's nice and sharp and crisp. These type of exaggerated drips, for my taste, I'm not a massive fan of really exaggerated drips, but it looks cool. It does the job. I would, just to add, again, I'm nitpicking here, because this is supposed to be dolloping on top. I'd have a little bump like that with the purple as well to show that there's like a consistency thing on top of it that's dripping down. Again, this is just me chatting shit. Too many shines, like you said. They're all right. You know what I mean? The blue going round, it does what it needs to do. You know, again, it's not you know, nothing
it's
special.
It's more, slightly more advanced than a toy piece with the putting the blue back behind there. You know
there's
what I mean?
But there's TB going on, though. You know what I mean? With the way that end,
like the red is, and the end, the shape of the N.
What's this thing on the end of the E? It's got like the E going.
There's
spiky.
Little like when your dog's given birth and it's got bare tetas.
Now that's like a three spike going out or jutting off from the side of the E.
Yeah,
he's not gone overboard with the bubbles, which is good. The fade is really nice in some places, but like a bit shoddy in other places. But these two colors to fade into is going to be, you know, it's not going to be an easy task, like a deep red into a, like a almost white. There's, you know, it's going to be tricky to fade that perfectly, but he's done a good job. Consistency is cool. Theme out of 10, what are you going to give line?
3.5.
Oh, okay. Below average then. I was, yeah, you know what? You know what? Because we said he's done everything well, but he's not done anything that's, you know, really any good. So I'm going to give it a 5, right down the middle line. There's room for improvement.
4.
Okay, theme's bumped up to a 4.
If you think T-Kid and that are not, like, Min 1 is not getting a 10, so.
Yeah, exactly, man. 5 is not a diss. 5 means you know how to do it and you've done it well. That's what 5 means. It just means you haven't really pushed it out. You haven't done anything.
0.5 out of 10 has taken the piss.
Yeah, 0.5 means you are like cancer to my eyeballs. all right, next one. Here we go. We got a nice little burner here. What does it say, though, theme?
Spock.
Does that look like an O to you? Doesn't look like an I. It looks like an I or maybe an E here. Maybe this bit is an extra E bit. You know, there's a line at the top, line at the bottom. So look, it says S-P-I-K or E-K. Look at the tags around it. Let me see if this tag says it. It's not the greatest photo when you zoom in. It's hard to read these tags. He's faded it around it, so with the same color, which makes it even harder to read. But it's S-P, let's say it's a spec. S-P-E-K, green fill into gray going down, circles and schemes, electric zzz going through it from the background, black outline, orange bits in the 3D going down, kind of Superman-ish 3D, DPC crew here, arrows jutting out, going all over the shop. I like it at first look. Everything, you know, is nicely proportioned out. It's got some pizzazz to it. He's pulling out some tricks of the trade. The eye, you know, completely different thing for one letter. You know, that's a classic thing that people do. But, you know, I can't really see if it's an E or an I. So, you know what I mean? Maybe be a bit more clearer about that maybe next time.
Or maybe we should know who's sending it in.
That's not an O, man. I'm telling you, that's not an O. I
No,
mean,
it
I
could be
could be
anything.
proven. I could be proven wrong. Yeah. It
Could
looks
be
like a
fucking
mummy,
A.
like wrapped in, like torn fucking like bandages and shit, you know?
Yeah.
And there's a
Just
spray
tell us
can
what it is,
nozzle.
bruv. Tell us what it is. So the letters are all right.
Yeah.
He's done his shadow on top of the where they're coming out, like the little jig-jags go where it goes over its own letter. He's put shadow there. You see the yellow ones, the yellow like loops coming off the border.
Oh
I like the
yeah.
way they're interlinked,
Oh yeah.
and the pink and the white going through it,
I
and then
like it.
the pink and the white behind it as well.
It looks effective, and he's got a nozzle here, like a ghost nozzle that's coming out of, you know what I mean?
I'll tell you what I could do without is the little green bits in the bottom half of the letter.
Oh yeah, the green kind of
But I
circle
know
thing.
why he's done them, because he's thinking, shit, this is
It was
awful.
needed. It was, I think it's needed, but I get what you're saying. It's
I
not
just
very
don't like
inspired.
them. Yeah.
Yeah. I
Maybe
getcha.
fill in the circles. I don't know.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know. Or maybe you see how he's got a light green going through the green. Maybe he had. Oh, he has got a darker gray going through. It's just not as pronounced.
Oh
You just
shit,
can't really see it.
yeah.
So yeah, maybe that's why. I think he's
Damn.
pulled out a lot of tricks. I really like it. I think it looks cool. Now I'm going to nitpick. So this is like just personal thing that I just think just from looking at it. The K, because you see the S and the P, there's quite intricate. He's got arrows coming off it. He's got like links and like doodads and bits flying off. He's got that with the K as well. But this side is looking a bit bare. Like you see how he's got a weird zigzaggy arrow coming off the S here. He could have maybe put in a little thing there to like kind of
I
have a
can't see
little
that side because
symmetry.
we are that side.
Yeah, but I really like it. I think it looks cool. He's done the damn thing. He's flexing. He's pulling out
Done the
all these
damn thing.
tricks. I think it's above average for me. I'm gonna give
Definitely
him
above average.
what did I give the other things? I'm gonna give it
7.5.
I'm thinking around the 7.5 mark, to be honest, because I don't want to give it an 8. But it
Yeah.
could be an 8, you know what I mean? It could be like
Yeah.
it's really, really well done. Maybe just like, you know, he did the orange and the 3D real quick, like, you know what I mean? And there are certain parts of it that are a little bit on the janky side, man. But it, all in all, I think it's dope. Big
I
up.
think I'm going
Right.
7.
7. All right. A
Claro.
firm 7 there.
Yeah.
7.5 maybe from me. This is the last one here. It
10 out of 10.
is Aspire dub, Spire. Not Spire from back in the day. There used to be a dope Spire. This guy's gone over this character. That's definitely not him. He's done a black fill with a chrome outline.
I love the way he's done it, joined up handwriting.
It's like he's done a big tag in the black with a fat cap and then just outlined it.
He doesn't give a shit. Goes over characters, looks illegal.
Yeah, it could be on a legal or illegal, I don't know, but
I'm just looking at the plants and the
yeah,
wall.
that's
Yeah.
true.
But it's
It turns out this guy's been painting a long time. I think maybe he retired and then he came back now
did
out
he?
of the woodworks. Yeah, I think this is like, you know, he's as old as us. Yeah, I remember a vague memory of chatting to this guy
Unlucky, bruv.
in I mean, for that and to send this in and go, yeah, critique my work, like
No, I'm saying
he.
unlucky, bruv, for being as old as us.
Yeah, I know, but still, like, he should know better. Like, you know, if he's gonna send this in, obviously we're gonna take the piss, man, because what the fuck?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Spire.
But then, you know, but then again, I can see there's something in there. Like, you know, the guy, like, I can tell he's older. He's not just a ute, like with the E with the curl off it and the S. You know, I don't know, something's throwing me off.
There's toy behavior, but it's quite polished toy behavior.
Like
It's been
kind
rehearsed. Rehearsed toy
of
behavior.
rehearsed. It's just like, what is he doing? Just coloring in chrome and outlining black, for fuck's sakes. I guess he saw the background was black, maybe, and he thought the outline, black outline, maybe wouldn't stand out. Maybe that's why he did it like
Doesn't
that.
count.
But
Chrome and black goes on everything, doesn't it?
yeah, you know, like, you know, what are you talking about?
This
Bruh.
DFC character is going to be
He's gonna be
mightily
vexed.
fucked off with old Spire.
Maybe he should send us in something, the DFC dude, whoever he went over.
Yeah, go back over Spire.
Yeah. I mean, man, I don't know what else to say about this fucking thing, man. It's shit.
Could have done with a border, could have done with a background to make it pop
anything,
off.
Anything, man. And it's too small.
It's got no shadow.
You know
shadow.
What I mean? Like,
yeah,
you,
it's got
like,
no
you know,
shadow at all, bruv.
Too much space between it. It's like...
Shit.
Like, bro, fix up, yeah?
This could be a 1 out of 10. 1 for effort.
Because
he's gone down there.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, I'm comparing it to, like, I keep thinking of that Booney guy who sent in something on the Justin Rollins episode where it was just the letters were janky, the fill was janky and everything. Like, you could see there was, he was just toy. This one, I can see a little bit of style in it. I can still see a little bit of style in it, man. So I'm going to give him 1.5.
1.5?
Yeah, that's it.
I'll set it on 1.5, yeah.
I can't give him any more than that, bruv.
No.
Big up, though.
Keep going, and please send in something. I'm going to remember that guy.
And you're all
I
in
never
AHC.
Remember them.
You're all in AHC now. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
you can put it up.
You've been jumped into the crew, man. All right, Theme. Some people have sent us, before we go, before we call it a day, some people have sent in weird videos they see online. They see, like, you know, whatever stuff, and they want us to react to it. So here's the first video. Let's go. Have you seen this one during the rounds?
That fucking fires hard. Both sides as well.
They're completely spraying it with this isn't Germany, this isn't Berlin. And look, and the top of it. They're just dropping paint from a bridge, so they're absolutely covered this train in like rainbow colored graffiti.
What's that good at all?
And they're asking some passers-by, do you like it? And they're like, yeah.
All good.
Just absolutely just cover. It's more of an art piece than like a graffiti thing.
Yeah.
But that's it, yeah. So they were waiting on the along the side of the tracks.
Both sides is fairly fucking impressive, isn't it?
It's mental. This is 1UP crew. So, you know, 1UP, they don't
have to
really
be.
They don't do things in halves. Yeah, you see that side and that side.
And the roof as well. It's fucking going in.
Just they completely
going in.
So you talk about whole car or whole train. This is literally whole train, the top, the
whole
sides.
Train.
And the front as well. They did as well. A little chrome face on the front. Yeah, it's a really cool little funny little idea. I like it. It's cool for a one-off thing. It's dope, but I bet that pisses them off. I mean, you know what I mean? Just imagine that train rolling in for a buff and they're
Well, yeah, but it might all come off nice and easy on mulch.
That's true. It could be, run it through the train thing once. Yeah, that's
Have
a cool
you got one. WhatsApp on your lappers?
I can do, sure.
Because I've sent you a video.
Here we go.
So I've sent you a vid.
Yeah.
Sent you a vid, which is one of those new cars. Have you seen them on outside our house?
Oh yeah,
like A406. They're just in London. They're just filming at the moment.
They're fucking all over the shop. Yeah.
Yeah. This is obviously in the States.
Yeah.
Look at this guy. Look at this. They're just battering this car.
Automated vehicles. This is like self-driving.
Automated vehicle.
Yeah.
There's the softest looking geezer using the taxi, holding his dog like this. Oh my God. And they're fucking battering it. And I've got no issue with this.
Yeah, me neither.
Because if you had a driver in there, they'd probably stop that happening, wouldn't they?
It wouldn't happen.
They'd be getting money. And they, you know, it's like nobody asked for driverless cars, bruv. Nobody.
Exactly. It's exactly the same concept as in the supermarket. Okay, if I think my thing doesn't scan properly, I'm putting
I've
it in my pocket.
It. Yeah,
I'm taking it out with me. I'm not going to.
I've seen it many, many times.
If you can't be asked to have a human here to help me, I'm taking the motherfucker. What?
Yeah.
So, similar sort of concept. So, yeah, they're. Teamer. He's just sitting there.
Look at the the side of it. He's the softest geezer.
We don't need the music.
Oh, my days.
And they're just completely battering the windows, the sides of the doors. Bruv, I would love if this became a thing, man. But then it would just introduce, they'd probably introduce new shit to like kind
you
of prevent it from happening.
Lime bikes.
Yeah.
We're going to get Arms House up on this.
on the things,
we'll be
yeah.
the most up on the automated taxis.
Because I bet they're also taking in loads of information and data while it's driving around, and that's all going into the AI facial recognition and the whole, like, you know, shit that's being introduced now with Palantir and all this, and AI facial recognition and in the underground. And also, we were chatting about drone graffiti a while ago. I didn't prepare it for this one, but there's a British Transport Police. They're looking for drone operators.
There's a BTP ad, isn't there, for a job? Yeah.
For a drone operator to program AI drones to fly down the tracks up and down at night while the trains aren't running in spots where there is heavy trespassing, as they say. So, yeah, we keep talking about, like, you know, drone graph, but we didn't even think about the drone policing, man, to stop graph. It's going to get crazy, people. It's going to get
crazy.
Crazy, man. One more. This guy, people sent it in. And they just worry. They're just curious. Is this guy bored of graph? Yeah. so they want us
I'll
to.
I'll be
set
the judge up. Of that.
You be the judge. All right. He's just spraying on weird patterns on a wall. Okay. He's got some yellow in there. It's looking a bit anti-style so far. Yeah.
Looking a bit foreign.
It's looking a bit foreign.
The spray cans are looking foreign.
Oh, yeah, yeah, true. And the wall, even. Well, no, it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell. Okay, still all close-up shots, so we haven't seen what this looks like yet. He's messily outlining it in yellow on a white wall, which is a bit weird. There we go. This is the final piece. What? That's it, theme. There's a funky tune to go with it. Is he bored of graph?
I don't think he's... I'm leaning towards he's just shit at graph.
I don't think he's shit at graph. Look, everything he's done is purposely done. It's not done because he doesn't have talent. Like, the guy has obviously got some skills, but this is obviously what he thinks looks cool for him, which, you know, who are we to say? Ultimately, it's subjective.
Is that a C at the end? Because if it is, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that looks like an exclamation point. This one here.
Yeah.
Mate, I'm not even going to attempt to read it, man. It's just really ugly. And it's supposed to be loosey-goosey and all that. I think you're right.
He's not bored of graph.
Yeah, I don't think he's bored of graph. I think he's just
definitely
a funky
shit at
dude. He's not shit, though. I don't think he's shit. I just think
at the D. I mean, look, the first letter, the blues. Like, what's that?
But I think he sees, like, he was purposely trying to do that. He's not doing that because he can't paint proper graph. You know, like, that's all I mean when I say I don't think he's shit at graph.
I don't think he can do a proper fade. He's that kind of writer.
Look, he's got a double shadow, man. Yellow and pink. You know, that's not easy to kind of pull off. Okay, it's messy as fuck. I'm not saying it's neat, but a toy wouldn't do that. You know, I think it's just experimental.
It's kind of like alien-y and
Yeah. That's what these people are doing. Spaced out alien shit, man. You know, and yeah, it's not my cup of tea. I'm not into it. If I saw that at a warehouse, it would probably be the first one that I go over, to be honest, because I'm like, I don't like the look of it. But he's not bored of graph. It's official.
Official. It's official.
All right, brother. Let's call it a day there, man.
Yalla!
Big love. Yeah, we got big things for next week. I'm not going to. Yeah, let's hopefully it works out. We're going to go out to this classic Lord Finesse tune. Well, it's a beat by Lord Finesse with Notorious B.I.G. featuring Sada X. This was named the remix, but it was actually the original version of it. Anyway, come on. Peace, Dean. Episode 180. Keep all the stuff coming in. Shout out OCB. Keep sending in the graffiti critique. Send in the listener questions. Send in all that shit.
Subscribe to the YouTube, bitches.
Yeah, boy. Leave a comment.
Patreon.
You could win some OCB goodies if you leave a comment, yo.
That's true.
And vote. Go vote for the skateboard winner right now.
And go and get the hats with the discount.
Yeah. We got too much information, son.
The graffiti podcast called Arms House to Your Mum's House.
Come on, motherfucker, come on. Oh, that was a bit loud. Feel the sun rays off the forehead. Everything is real. Biggie put me on his joint, so I'ma be big deal. Watch it spin. Hey, Dad, place your bet on 7. Please the 106, 108, 110, 111. Hey, Biggie, I understand you're from Brooklyn with 22s in your shoes. Yo, keep the strength. Why not blow up the spot with Sadat? Release the brainstorm to make your motherfucking brain warm. A strange form, something kind of lyrical. Biggie the bastard, so that's kind of spiritual. Well, in God we trust, guns are bust. Got that disgusting suicide thumping at us. Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things that I bring? Make an MC want to sing for a living. Take the beat down. Make an MC want to sing for a living.
Look, what's the name of the people on the BBC? Come on, motherfuckers, come on.
Your mum's house.
What? Niggas want drama putting work on my block. When I told y'all last week, the shit was too hot. Selling deuces and trays, cuss my dimes. Somebody don't get paid. Somebody block is great. Reaction is delayed as you run down the block. Out one in your chest, the breath coming spurts. Hey, yo, Biggie, tell these niggas I'ma hit them where it hurts. The big city, it don't spare nobody. Call me Papi Chulo, to all the Spanish mommies. I'm about 2 months now. Drink 3 of those stouts, seen 5 fat asses. Pass this bitch with glasses. Your money, that's your stock. No bigs past the clock, I'ma tell them it can happen. Don't blame you with that rap shit. Life is real.